With KBCR News, I'm Yvette Walker. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impacts in our region. Joining me today is Dr. Eclair Jacqua, geriatrician with San Antonio Regional Hospital. Thank you for being with us today, Eclair.
Of course, Yvette. It's my pleasure.
Wonderful, Dr. Jacqua. Talk about what inspired you to pursue the area of medicine specific to geriatrics.
Sure. Actually, it was my grandmother. So she used to live with us, and unfortunately, she developed Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was just a medical student in Brazil, and I didn't know too much about geriatrics. And unfortunately, all the bad things that happen with a patient with dementia happened to her. We couldn't take care of her anymore. And one of the last things that she wanted to was going to a nursing home. Mm-hmm. So we try our best as caregivers to give the support for her. I didn't have the knowledge at that time, but that was for sure the thing that motivated me to specialize on the care of older adults.
Please talk about the population that you're seeing today, and is it growing or shrinking in terms of patients that are aging?
Is growing, right? Actually, there is a study that's saying that America is aging, as we know, and by 2034, it's going to be the first time in history that older adults will outnumber the children in the United States. And the problem is that our geriatricians, our geriatric physicians, geriatric medicine is basically decreasing. We are not having as much interest from the medical students, from the residents, to pursue geriatrics, which is so important.
You are going to be leading the charge at San Antonio Regional Hospital's Center for Aging. Mm-hmm. And I know with that, there's going to be a residency program coming online. But first, talk about the Center of Aging and what it is designed to do and how it is going to serve the community.
So it is designed to be like a one-stop shop. So it's going to be a big clinic that we're going to have all the specialties that usually the older patient needs, all the support. So we're going to have geriatric medicine. We are going to have physical therapy, occupational therapy. We are going to have lab. So if we need to order some lab or imaging on site, we are going to have, I think, social worker to make sure they are okay at home. So all the resources that I believe an older patient needs is going to be just one place.
It's very exciting. I've been to the Center of Aging, and 175,000 square feet of just a beautiful gem in the community and a resource. And my understanding is they're going to be offering free transportation to patients within a 20-mile radius.
Yes.
And so you mentioned that the aging population is a growing population, one that is going to surpass the number of children in our country, in our region.
Yeah.
There's one primary care physician for 9,000 members of the community. What does that ratio look like for geriatricians?
It's even worse. I don't even know the number, but it's even worse. And it is a problem. So what ended up happening right now is that our primary care clinics are full of older adults. And sometimes maybe the patient's not getting that very detailed care that he needs it because of that, because of the shortage, and because of sometimes maybe the lack of interest of going to do an extra year. I'm telling you, Yvette, I'm giving an example from my residency program. My residents, they tell me, well, Dr. Jacque, I don't like the geriatric medicine rotation. And I ask, why? Because they are too complicated. And I said, exactly. And think about it. If you know how to treat an older adult patient very well, everybody else becomes easier. Mm-hmm. So try to be, excellent on doing that. It is challenging. It is complex because so many medications interactions. And one of the goals of us as geriatricians is de-prescribing. So there are maybe some medications that the patients don't even know what they are taking that are causing more harm than good. Mm-hmm. So we take care of make sure we assess them for fall risk, cognition, home safety, nutrition, and the prescribing is key.
Where can the community go to learn more about this remarkable Center of Aging, and what is the grand opening projected date?
I believe it's going to be for 2026. We want to open, make sure we have everybody there, all the specialists. More information at the San Antonio Regional Hospital website. Our community is going to love, I'm sure.
So exciting. Looking forward to that grand opening date and that new gem and resource for our community. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Jekwa.
Of course. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcrnews.org/IELatinoVoices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from San Antonio Regional Hospital, here for life. For KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker.